début du dialogue 17.
As more and more primary school children are going hungry, a campaign is taking off to persuade politicians that all primary school children should be offered free meals. Our guest tonight is Karen Brady, school business manager at a primary school in the London borough of Southwark. Karen, why is there so much discussion today about school meals?
There has always been more or less injustice and inequality in the way our children eat at lunchtime. A colleague of mine, who is head teacher at another primary school in Southwark, tells me that some children are bringing just a packet of crisps or a piece of bread and butter. She even noticed a child who was bringing nothing and who was fed by the other children. I've personally seen a brother and sister bringing a packet of biscuits and sharing it. That's cheaper for their mum than a sandwich and a drink.
But I understood that things had improved.
Yes, today in Southwark, the majority of primary pupils have free school meals. Universal free school meals in Southwark was piloted with a small group of schools in 2011 and is being phased in over a three-year period. Before this, only 30% of those at my school and about half of the pupils at my colleague's school had free lunch.
Are there any visible results beyond the fact that the children are eating better?
Yes, teachers are reporting better behaviour, more concentration and higher attainment levels. It's not easy to sit and try and learn when all you can think about is how hungry you are. A full stomach helps you to study. Attendance has increased from 94 to 97%. Illness is down, obesity too.
This seems an intelligent approach to getting the best out of our children and achieving social equality. I suppose all our politicians agree to go the same way.
Not at all. There's a big difference between Labour and the Conservatives. Labour has taken many initiatives, not only in London, but far afield. They've developed many successful projects in Hull and Durham since 2010 and announced seven more pilot projects in areas such as Nottingham and Bradford. But the coalition government cancelled all of them when they came to power. They ignored the fact that free school meals lead to marked improvement in the attainment of children from low-income backgrounds.
Is this really a health issue?
Yes, it is. I've already mentioned what kids bring to eat at school, but can you imagine that only 1% of packed lunches meet basic dietary needs?
So why don't parents claim their right to a better lunch for their children?
For many reasons. First, for a lot of families, there's a stigma attached to free school meals. The Department for Education reported that last year, 200,000 pupils entitled to free meals were not claiming them. 200,000 more registered for free meals but didn't take them.
Why?
We've tried introducing a cashless system where dinner money is paid in advance by parents or local authorities, but many families are still defeated by the paperwork. Eligibility rules are still confusing and families are never clear on their rights. On top of that, 23 languages are spoken at our school and some of our parents can't read or write.
So families aren't benefiting from the possibility to get free meals for their children. Are there problems for the schools too?
Yes, more than 60% of children living in poverty are failing to claim free school meals or are ineligible. This results in large dinner money arrears, often running into hundreds of pounds. We aren't supposed to accept arrears greater than £5. Can we accept that a child goes hungry because his parents haven't paid? We've seen children being moved to other schools just to avoid paying arrears. This is a terrible upheaval for a child.
But is it fair for wealthy families to get free meals too?
Well, they pay their taxes and their kids deserve a decent meal too. Coming from a wealthy home doesn't mean they always get this. Results prove that it's worthwhile.
Fin du dialogue 17.